And staying with BBC News, Derek James has been turning back the clock again. This time to the 1960s, when the Norfolk News Company made headlines on the BBC. Here's Tony.
They had made the move to plush new offices in Redwell Street in Norwich in 1959, and after a bumpy start, after the print unions had been on strike, things settled down. By the start of the new decade, the company was celebrating life in the new surroundings, where it could produce and print popular daily and weekly newspapers. The BBC camera crew arrived to follow the day in the life of putting together the Eastern Daily Press and the Eastern Evening News. And that was the way people discovered what was happening in those days, by reading the local paper. A survey showed there was an average of 3.5 readers per copy. As the EDP's circulation crept over the 60,000 figure, the fleet of vans distributed the papers every morning to newsagents across an area stretching into Suffolk, Cambridgeshire, Huntingdonshire and Lincolnshire. It was in 1962 that the Norfolk News Company strengthened its links with the East Anglian Daily Times and changed its name to Eastern Counties Newspapers. The BBC cameras filmed as the news editors sent out the reporters and photographers to cover the events and happenings of the day and then returned to the office to type the stories and develop the pictures. The copy went to the sub-editors and, when I was a junior reporter, they were a scary bunch, but far better at words than I was. Then it was off to the compositors, on to the proofreaders, and then to the huge printing presses, and then out onto the streets. In 1963, a special 8:30 a.m. edition of the EDP contained the news of the arrest of Lee Harvey Oswald following the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. As the decade moved on, the readership continued to rise. Both the EDP and EEN were selling more copies than ever, and the combined sale of the 8 weeklies covering the county peaked at about 100,000. Eastern Counties Newspapers and the East Anglian Daily Times merged, and by the end of the 1960s, ECN was on the move again, this time to Prospect House on Rouen Road, which was opened by Princess Alexandra in 1970. Since then, the newspaper industry has gone through so much change. ECN developed into Archant, and most recently the newspapers mentioned, just like Let's Talk, have now become part of NewsQuest's Eastern Counties operation.
And long may they continue, despite the ever-increasing popularity of online news.